Welcome to Small Business Big Network, the podcast for small business owners who want big results from their networking. I'm Liz Drury, a freelance voiceover artist who knows that if you're not working, then networking could help. Veronica DiPolo is a marketing and messaging expert based in Spain. She says that to get your messaging right for networking, you need to be asking people the right questions. Thank you very much for joining me on the podcast today, Veronica.
Hi, Liz. How are you? I'm so glad to be here.
I'm really good, thank you. So you are a marketing and messaging expert. Have you always worked in the field of marketing? Where did your career start?
Well, it actually started as a conference organizer. So I started as a junior conference organizer. We organized medical events and corporate events within around the world. But then I transitioned into being a marketing director within the company. So that's where I actually started the whole marketing thing. But it was more aimed to events. Like I was helping more to how to promote ourselves within the business, but also how to get leads for our businesses as well, for our events, you know, hosted buyers, and I would go to exhibitions and all that. So yeah, that's how it actually, the marketing started.
Yeah, and did you enjoy that job?
I did very much. I mean, it's a family, it was a family business. So I was like brought up in that environment. I would go with my mom to hotels, and you know, I would know the inside and outside of the hotels and exhibition halls and everything because I was with her.
So and exciting getting to travel all over the place, I should think.
Yeah, in a way, yes, because well, I was originally born in Venezuela. So I stayed there until I was 12, and then I went abroad, and then I came back. And then in my 20s, I decided, you know what, I'm loving Europe, so I want to go to Europe. And I've been here ever since.
So tell us where in the world you are now.
Right now I'm in Spain, in the southern eastern coast of the Mediterranean, between Valencia and Alicante, in a very small little town that not many people know.
That sounds lovely.
Unless you're English.
So when did you make a change from that, from leaving that, that job that you had, and what did you do next?
Well, that job, I was doing the marketing, but then they gave me like a step up responsibility of being a service center director of three countries. So I handled a lot of delicate information because I had to handle registrations, I had to handle scientific abstracts, I had to have a team designing more than 300 websites for all our events. And that literally broke me down. So I had to quit. And So I stayed away for a little while, and then I went to image consulting as I was trying to reimagine myself and said, well, maybe a hobby will be my job. And it did for a little while until my clients started to ask me more questions about personal branding. So it wasn't so much about styling, then it was more about personal branding. I mean, it was actually funny in a way because they felt that most of their styling problems were mindset. So that became really interesting to me, that they weren't really so much, they had so many objections about themselves with styling. That's why I transitioned into personal brand. And then COVID hit. And then everybody asked me about, what do we do? You've been working from home for so many years. I was already working from home since 2002. I mean, that is what got me back to marketing again.
Yeah.
Yeah, just, and I want to know a little bit more about the image consultancy. What was it that attracted you to doing that in the first place?
Well, since I can remember, my mom would like give advice on women on how to dress and wear this and wear that. And my grandmother, they were always so well put together that I was very much like them. So it was a natural thing to me to help other women, you know, find their colors, you know, find their, be good in their skin to feel better wearing something, or maybe they didn't know how to mix certain patterns with certain colors. Yeah. So I went to New York and I went to study image consulting. Mm. So, yeah, so it was actually more of a fun thing. And then I started having a blog about it and I wrote to everybody about it. And yeah.
And so who were the people you were helping? What kind of people?
Well, I had some clients in New York, but then at that time I was living in Monaco. Mm-hmm. So I had high level clients that were my clients. Most of my clients had non-disclosure agreements.
Yeah.
And, but I also helped working women because that was the kind of people that I wanted to help. I wanted to help the regular kind of working woman that needed to actually know how to dress and how to, you know, combine certain things and like simplify the way of like, we're looking at a closet and we're like, we have nothing to wear. I'm like, are you kidding me? Hello. I mean, you have so much clothes. It's just that you don't have the right clothes for maybe how you see. Maybe you have things in your closet that you've been storing and saving. Mm. Oh, when I lose weight, or you know, or for a wedding. Why for a wedding? Why not wear it now? I'm like, why do you have all these thoughts and objections that are not letting you move forward? So yeah.
Yeah, sounds like it was a very glamorous career you had.
It was, but it wasn't because because the part that I loved the most was organizing their closets. Mm-hmm. I love the wardrobe organization or creating the capsule collections for them to know what are the kind of things that they can wear for the next 3 months, you know? And let's just keep the things that we need. And I like to be very practical in the things that I have in my closet because people think that I have tons of clothes and I don't. I have the right colors that goes, like everything should go with everything that I have.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like good advice. So tell me about your current business. What are you doing now?
Well, right now I work with service-based business owners and I help them actually how to communicate and promote better their business through digital online tools or templates or that's what I want to do a little bit more for them, which is to simplify their life. We are so caught up in daily client work that we neglect our own business.
Yeah.
And I tell you this from experience because my other business, because I still have a business in Panama that we organize events. So they're always organizing events. And it's very hard for them to promote their own business. But if you don't have a pipeline of leads, how can you get more business?
Yeah.
So I've streamlined, I've simplified the process for them to actually understand who they're talking to, who is their potential ideal client, so they get into the head and the psyche, so they actually can create better messaging and when they're writing an email, on their website, on their social media, but also they can actually, from that, generate leads.
Yeah.
Very simple. Offer what they have. Speak to them from the know-how, but also from the person's needs, their struggles, their pain. You have to really get and understand who you want to be, who you want to get as a client. It's not, I don't focus so much on audience, you know, because audience for me sounds very broad. Mm. And we tend to speak with very broad words to explain certain things like, oh, I'm stuck. Like, really define that to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were telling me that I'm stuck in a door, okay, maybe get it.
So who is it that you help? Are they from particular business sectors, or is it a really broad variety?
Well, I mean, right now, most of my clients are in the real estate business. Mm. They're also image consultants or fashion stylists, event planners as well, mm-hmm. interior designers, anybody that is hard for them to show what they do.
Yeah.
I remember for years that I said, we in events world, we sell air. Because how can you show that your event is going to be great?
Mm.
You know, you can show the before and after of a whole of wedding planning. You know, you can show the before and after, but how can you actually show that you're going to make your client successful for that event?
Yeah.
Like, how can you as a realtor show that you're going to have a good sale?
Yeah.
Or good, you know, these are like not tangible. These are the kind of clients that I like the most. The product clients, I feel that they're easier mm-hmm. to market.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what kind of issues do people come to you with? I mean, you said people say that they're stuck, but what are the problems that they're facing?
Well, most of the people that come to me says, oh, I don't have time.
Yeah.
Really? You don't have time. Okay. But we're now talking, so we have the time, right? But most of them is because they're not promoting their business consistently.
Mm.
They're not showing up. They're not out there. They're not making offers to past clients. People neglect a lot their email list, and people neglect a lot their past clients. Sometimes you may have evolved as a business owner, and you can very easily, but I haven't written to them in years. I'm like, and they won't mind if you write them right now.
Yeah.
They won't mind. They're not keeping track of you. They're in their own little bubble.
Yeah.
And a lot of the work that I try to do from my own experience and with my clients is the mindset. Is trying to change and shift a little bit, because I don't want to change them, but I just want them to see the possibilities of what they can actually do. We sometimes put ourselves so many roadblocks and we don't end up doing anything. We overthink so many things that, unfortunately, I mean, if you maybe out of that list of overthinking, you stop actually focusing on the things that can make your business move forward, then maybe you would get more of the things that you actually do want, which is more money, more freedom, be with your family and friends and enjoying life, those sort of things.
Yeah.
So I believe in automation a lot.
Yes. Yeah. What kind of impact is your work having on your clients? What difference is it making to them?
Well, I tell you that most of them for right now that I know, or so far that they have shared with me, because it's hard sometimes when you've had too many years doing the same thing, that somebody new comes in and shows their business and the people, the staff that are working, how to re-look at things. So for them has been an eye-opener of saying, like, yes, I think we need to communicate better. I think we need to say things a little bit better. People want to see a business, even if you have a name brand, people want to see who is the end person that will, because there's so much AI and communication and, you know, so they want to see who is behind that brand.
Yeah.
People buy from people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People don't buy from, I mean, you're not Nike or Reebok or anything like that. No, people want to buy from people. And when, especially when you have that word of mouth, you need to have a solid brand to actually people, oh yeah, I know that person. Yes,
yeah.
I've heard them saying things. Oh, I read that post. They did that. Or I downloaded a wonderful lead magnet, you know, that showed me certain things that I didn't know that I needed to do if I wanted to buy a house. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I know that you're also a podcast host, aren't you? Tell me about your podcast, what it is and who it's for.
Yeah. So my podcast is called Branding Momentum Podcast. And I know it's very long, but I wanted to, I was in a, actually in a, on a membership with Amy Porterfield, and her membership for her course creators was called Momentum. Mm. And that to me struck a chord because I felt that in our business, in our life, everything is about momentum. Mm. We're not behind, point. And so that particular podcast is very short and sweet mm-hmm. because I value people's time. I value my time as well. But I give you maybe mindset shifts. I give you maybe actionable things that you can actually do today. Or it's very binge, not binge watching. It's like, how do you do, how do you say binge listening?
Yep.
Okay, that one. So it's, you can consume as many as you want and they would be so different. And that's what I want. And it's aimed for service-based business owners that are struggling to show up. I have people from the United States, from Canada, from Australia, from everywhere. The UK, of course. But most of the people that are there, I've had people that are have, they're vets. So I have many people. And what I love about this sweet and short podcast is that you can do it on the go. You don't have to be, you know, 100. I've interviewed people on my podcast, mm-hmm. actually. I've done it last year. I invited very close friends because I was getting into the interview phase. Mm-hmm. And I went to look for realtors and coaches and mindset and yoga. And so I've done all that because I wanted to give a little bit more to my team, to my audience, obviously. Yeah. But it was a lot of work. A lot of work.
Yeah. So how long has the podcast been going?
It's been going since just before COVID hit.
Right.
Just before the pandemic. So I think I have right now like almost 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about networking now. Was networking something that you used to do back in your corporate job days?
Yes, exactly. I used to travel to, I would say that they're like tourist industry, tourist exhibitions, mm. mainly in Frankfurt, Barcelona, and, well, London and Geneva. So I would go as the marketing person for these exhibitions. Mm-hmm. But before I would go, I would set up all our appointments for the for our team, for our sales team.
Yeah.
And you had to network with everybody, you had to speak to hotels, you have to speak to everybody. But the scheduling of these potential clients, these hosted buyers, was key for our business because mm. we needed to have more leads. So those kind of like networking events are wonderful. Oh my God, so many people. I still speak to most of them and I'm not even in the business anymore. But I did it for so many years.
Yeah. And how do you like to network now for your own business?
For my own business, I would say I look more for programs that have community, to be honest. I think when you are a business owner that is working with, like me, online, everything is online. Yeah. You need to find programs that have either the people that are doing the program that are very knowledgeable, but also the people that are inside are very important for me to ask questions, get feedback, all that, say things that maybe you can't share anywhere else because many people don't understand your business, but they do.
Yeah.
Even if it's a different field or different industry.
Yeah. Now, how would you suggest that people get their messaging right for networking? Since this is your, you're a messaging expert, what should we be doing?
Well, I think the most important thing that you need to know to get that clear messaging is to actually put yourself in the shoes of your ideal potential clients. Mm-hmm. You need to understand exactly what they want, what they need, where they're struggling, and listen and not talk.
Yeah.
And it's not about you. It's not about your business. It's not about your years of experience. It is about them.
Yeah.
And you have to listen to them. And once you understand that and you grasp that and you have it in your core that you know exactly how they feel, that is when your messaging will be aha. Oh, aha. Wow. Amazing. Because then they'll know that you understand them, but also they know that you have the knowledge to help them.
Yeah.
Because when you go to these networking events or you go to any kind of, even if somebody slides into your DMs, it doesn't matter, you know? Even if somebody's asking you, ask the right questions. I think it is very important. Most people, if you ask, they answer. And when they answer, these are the kind of words that you should actually be using in your communication, because that's when you go from words to clients.
Yeah.
That's how you make those words become clients. You use them.
Yeah.
That's how you actually get them. You show them the way without being pushy, but being a little bit more persuasive, but you have to know also as well a little bit your facts. It's like TED Talks, you know? You mm-hmm. always hear them and they're like, oh my God, he's so right. Or she's amazing. Because they understand how people think.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's always much easier when you go to networking events if you let the other person speak first. Because then you get to hear what their issues are and you can think, oh, that's how I can help them, rather than just going in and telling them what you do.
Exactly. And I've seen so many people in these networking events showing off.
Mm.
You know? And I think sometimes it's better to you say hi to people, introduce yourself, all these sort of things that everybody tells you to do. Great, whatever. But when you get really into the nitty-gritty of the conversation, it's like, so what are you looking for? What do you want? Are you okay with what you have right now?
Yeah.
You know, ask the right questions to get the right answers.
Yeah, absolutely. So what plans do you have for your business going forward? What are you working on at the moment?
Well, at the moment, we are launching a secret pop-up podcast. Mm. So that's something that is very nice. And it's called FromWordsToClients.com.
Yes.
So they can actually get it from going into the website. And I think by the time that this recording goes live, everything will be live. So that pop-up podcast is it's free, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it's a three podcasts that you can listen to, and they're actually very short and sweet, actionable strategies that you can actually apply right now if you want to get leads.
Sounds fantastic. So my final question, Veronica, if people want to find out more about you and your business, where else can they find you?
Well, I'm literally everywhere. on social, I'm everywhere. And they can actually find me on Instagram at Veronica DiPolo, altogether, DiPolo. And I'm on YouTube, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook. My website is veronicadipolo.com. And yeah, they can find me anywhere or actually send me a message. I tend to actually reply to the DMs myself. And my emails, of course. Right now, I'm doing daily emails for my list and my new leads coming in, giving them nuggets of wisdom, inspiration. Well, you know, I'm a cheerleader. Sometimes I share a lot about my life as well, living where I live. So I share about behind the scenes of things that I'm doing or strategies that I'm trying. So that is actually really, just before I jump with you, I just clicked send and that was my email of the day.
Sounds wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being my guest. And I shall go and check out your podcast now.
It's been a pleasure and you have a soothing voice and I love it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for listening to Small Business Big Network. If you found this podcast useful, please do rate, review and subscribe. And don't forget to share it with the rest of your network too.